enough, Kimberly?
You know, this our Wednesday night is, I just kind of see it as family night. And you know, if you're going to be publicly working for God, sometimes you have to have practice. It's really hard the first time you get up and talk about something so special to you as God. It's hard. And yet, a chance to practice, and it gets easier. So, of course, Wednesday night, we practice message bearing, we practice speaking, we practice everything here, including just plain being nice to each other. What do you think? And when I look out and I just get a grin up here, and I'm seeing all of you, Charlene over there stroking Betsy's hair. See that? I just see all this love stuff going around when I'm up here. And I think that is fantastic. And that is a tremendous grounds for the class members to get here and talk from their hearts. You know, it's not like people don't come here if they're critical. They come to cheer, don't they? Lisa can testify to that, can't you, honey?
Absolutely.
And now we have another chance to cheer for a young lady that I believe will be working for God for the rest of her life. She knows that she knows that she knows that she knows. And that's our Kimberly.
Hi, everyone. So as of last night, I really had no idea what I was going to talk about tonight. And that's unusual, because usually God kind of gives me a sign and, you know, I go, oh, okay, well, I thought, I'll talk about spring because today is the first day of spring. But I'm not going to talk about spring because I read about it and I was like, that just seems kind of boring. But now I was thinking about the stuff that has happened to me since the last 2 weeks. And I've kind of been on this journey with myself. You know, we all go through this journey. And right now, what I'm struggling with is getting past my own fear of not trusting myself. I recently took on a new adventure, and there are some things with it that you just have to kind of put yourself out there. And being told no a lot is kind of hard sometimes. So I've been asking, you know, God and the angels to really help me, work with me, and I read this book last week, The Alchemist. Has anyone read? I'm sure some of you have read The Alchemist. I don't know why I've never read it till now, but they talk about your personal legend and how you're going through life, and as soon as you're there, like you go through these and you keep getting trials and you keep getting tried, and then you get to that final point where it's like you feel like you can't do it anymore, right? God's giving you all the trials up to there just so that you can know that you know you're not going to make those mistakes any longer. But most people stop right there because they think it's too hard, and they just need to walk that line, cross it, and there they are realizing their dreams. And so right now I'm kind of at that point where I kept saying, okay, angels, please just give me some signs. So I'm going to take you through the last week and a lot of the God stories that have happened. Every day there has been a God story, and to me they have been absolutely amazing. But I'm going to give you a quote from that book right now. There's only one thing that makes a dream impossible to achieve, the fear of failure. And sometimes even getting up here and talking, I know a lot of people who get up here and talk, you know, you really want to do God's work, and you hope that you touch someone's heart and soul, at least one person in the room. And it's not easy to get up here and talk sometimes and just really talk about what's personal to yourself, but it's what gives me the strength and all of us the strength to share our stories. Because if we don't share our stories, how will we learn? By speaking it out loud, because sometimes you don't realize what's going on in your life till you speak it out loud. And then someone else sharing it, because you're kind of, it's like a giving and taking, which is really an amazing process. And another quote, what you still need to know is this: before a dream is realized, the soul of the world tests everything that was learned along the way. It does this not because it is evil, but so that we can, in addition to realizing our dreams, master the lessons we've learned as we move toward that dream. That is the point at which most people give up. Well, this book, it was interesting how, as I read this book, something in that day would happen. So I'm going to kind of give a little bit of quotes that I remember from the book as to my God stories for the day. So let's go to my first day of it was last Tuesday. And I've been asking, you know, okay, angels, I really want this. Help me, you know, get some clients and everything. And so there kind of started last Saturday was an opportunity. Said, oh, well, you know, I'm available Tuesday night. And that's the only night. And I thought, oh, well, that's my class. I love class on Tuesday night. But I thought, well, I just asked the universe to provide for me, right? And they did. But she can only do it Tuesday night. So I can't say no to the universe. I just asked for it. So there's my opportunity. I needed to take it. So I get there, and they're Native Americans, and there's always been this connection with us. We always feel like we know each other, and they say it's something in my eyes. I don't really know what the connection is, but her tribe's from South Dakota, and my mom is from South Dakota. I have no Native American in me that I know of, but there's just this connection. And so we were talking about spiritualism. They're really into the mediumship and doing a lot of different things, and they do their dances, and he goes, you know, we must be connected. Somehow our souls are connected. And I thought, how interesting. I said, I go to this class on Tuesday nights, and I absolutely love it. The circle, you know, it's like a dark circle. And so we talk to loved ones, those free of the body or whoever. And they're like, really? We really want to come. And I said, oh, okay. Well, you know, class is closed right now, but, you know, maybe towards the end of the year when we need some new people to practice on, then, you know, come on. It's really great. And I said, you know, we get our guides, like our joy guides and our Indian guides. And I said, I haven't gotten my joy guide yet, but I have my Indian guide, and my Indian guide is Sparkling Waters. And the guy goes, you are kidding me. And I said, what do you mean? And he goes, I was just telling Kat an hour ago. I said, how weird. I was looking at this water going, wow, I just like it's Sparkling Waters, but I feel like this is a person. How weird is that? And he couldn't believe it, and I couldn't believe it. Because I thought, so my Indian guide is working with somebody I don't even know? I mean, to me is amazing because I needed that. I needed to know, and I'd been asking that day, you know, okay, Sparkling Waters, help me out, kind of show me a sign. Well, how is that a sign for someone to think of the person's name? I mean, it's like, hello, okay, I get it. You're working with me. Well, you would think I would get it, right? But it still took me a few more days to really get it. But I thought it was interesting because one of the quotes in the book that I read that night was, all things are one. I thought, how powerful is that? Like, I got home that night and I was continuing reading, and that just popped out to me. And I thought, okay, what are you trying to tell me? I had no idea because I'm just kind of sitting there in shock. So let's go to the next day, Wednesday. So it's a day as usual, and I'm really not happy in my job. And I've been asking, you know, this new venture, I really want it to work. Help me get over my fears. Let's just, you know, just help me along with this and just kind of get me through this day and let me have a better attitude, because sometimes I can have a bad attitude at work because it's just very stressful there. And it was the end of the day, and I get into my car, and my radio has not worked, I think, in years. I mean, it maybe works randomly in, I think, the last time 8 months, but it'll just, like, flicker. Like the time. And so I kind of take notes. Any of you guys heard of Doreen Virtue's angel numbers?
Yeah.
Okay. So I have the app on my iPhone because every time I see a number, they talk to me through numbers a lot. I'll punch it in if I think, you know. And so the time, it flashes on, the time comes up, and it's 6:02 is the time. And the meaning of 6:02 is trust that God is helping you with your daily needs because this is true. And not only that, the same time I notice that, the song comes on, and what starts playing? Every little thing's going to be all right, don't worry.
Yeah.
And I thought, no way. I mean, really? And I thought, okay, it's going to go off. So I waited to see while I was driving, and how long would it stay on? It stayed on until 6:15. So you got, like, what, 13 minutes there? So I didn't look up all the numbers in between, but I had to look at 6:15 because that's where it ended. So that had to be the next message that it wanted me to know. And that meaning of 6:15 is your new positive outlook is improving your home and work life.
Wow.
And I thought, wow, this is great. So I did, today I kind of looked up a couple numbers in between. Like 6:04 is God and the angels are watching over you, ensuring you are protected and provided for. And then God is helping you improve your life so that you have more peace of mind. And you know how amazing that is, because I do feel like I need to have that peace of mind. And I'm starting to trust that God is always there for me. And it's not an easy, it seems like it would be easy, but it isn't that easy sometimes to trust that something that you don't see or know is taking care of your every need. But it, you know, the saying, it's always in God's time. Well, it is. Sometimes I wish it could, you know, be a little faster, but you know, I'm just impatient, which is probably one of my lessons, is learning patience on this earth. I'll probably be learning that my entire life. But so the third day is Thursday. And again, end of my work day, and I'm like, okay, what do I need to know? I'm just so done with everything, you know. I had a bad day at work, and I get in my car, and the radio turns on again. This time it's 6:03. And the meaning of that is your prayers for help have been heard and answered by God. And I thought, thank you, God, because I was just saying kind of a little prayer in my head, and, you know, and it just kind of cheered me up. But the song playing is Just Know That You're Not Alone by Philip Phillips. Does anybody know that song? So, and then it went on, so it's, I'm going to read you a little bit of the song. Hold on to me as we go, as we roll down this unfamiliar road, and although this wave is stringing us along, just know that you're not alone, because I'm going to make this place your home. Settle down, it'll all be clear. Don't pay no mind to the demons. They'll fill you with fear. The trouble, it might drag you down. If you get lost, you can always be found. I mean, how amazing is that? Do you think the angels are talking to me? Do you think I kind of got it that day? Maybe. But not to the extent that may a few days later. So now we're on to Friday. So this is kind of my week. And so that day, Friday, I kind of read in The Alchemist, said, when each day is the same as the next, it's because people fail to recognize the good things that happen in their lives every day that the sun rises. And I thought to myself, okay, let's think about what has amazingly happened over the last few days to myself. And work was kind of stressful that week. We had two people quit. My assistant was sick all week with really bad asthma. And so when she has that bad, just go to the hospital, and it's just really bad. So all of us managers were kind of really short-staffed and trying to do everything and just going along. I don't know. It just seemed to bother me at the end of the week. It just seemed really strange. Well, about the end of the day, my boss comes into my office, and he's like, let's have a meeting. And I thought, oh, great. It's 4 o'clock. You know, I want to go. And all of a sudden, he pulls out daffodils. He gave me a bunch of daffodils, and he gave the other managers daffodils too, yellow daffodils, you know. And I thought, wow, I mean, I love springtime. I love daffodils, and I love yellow. And I didn't say anything, and he thought, did I do something wrong? They're just daffodils. I'm like, no, I'm really appreciative. I have worked there for 14 years. Not once has he brought, or they have brought any of us flowers in those 14 years. Or really, they've done little things here and there, but not once. And the fact, though, that they were yellow, because I love, yellow is just so bright and cheery, it was just like, wow, okay, angels, thank you. You know, like things are kind of changing around. And I was all week wanting to, about a year ago, they kind of dropped everybody's salaries to save for the economy so they wouldn't have to lay off people. But it was only supposed to be 3 months. It's been a year. And so I thought, okay, now he's just nice to me. And I'm about to ask him, okay, I want, you know, the money back that was promised. And so I talked to him about it, and I thought, okay, well, at first I thought, I'm going to let God use me to say the right things, because I could do it out of anger. I could do it, but where is that going to get me? Because I know financially where the company is, I understand all that, but I also understand that two people just quit, that they were higher paid, that now they're going to, if they have to hire new people, you know, there's room to give some people back something, not maybe not everything. And he just looked at me, and he said, you know, you're right. Let me talk to my partner, and I'll let you know in a couple days. And I thought, okay, that went really well. I thought, did I just have the right boss? I was like, how is everything going so good? I cannot believe this. So, you know, on Saturday, I'm just feeling really great, and I'm driving along, and I was thinking about the messages and the songs playing, and in the back, I hear this music. In the back, I'm driving, and I'm like, oh my gosh, am I hearing the angels? I thought, really? Okay, wait a second. That's a weird song to be playing. and it's Bon Jovi. I love Bon Jovi, by the way. But and then I thought, is my radio playing again? Because I looked and it's not on. I can't figure out where it's coming from. And it's taking me a while. And then I look down and my CD player is working. That CD has been stuck in that CD player for 3 years. Okay? I forgot it was in there. But I honestly thought, okay, what's going on? And then I thought, Angels, what are you trying to tell me by the fact that my radio is working randomly and giving me these numbers? And the thought that came to me was, just because I don't seem to be working, it may seem broken, or I cannot fully see my dreams, it's just an illusion that I created. I can decide at any moment to continue working towards my dreams. It reminded me of what someone said the other day, too, on a, like, we have these training calls. So the one thing was, I keep giving myself a hard time, like, I have these goals, but, you know, when we have these goals, sometimes if we don't make the goal, we get really disappointed in ourselves. But this person said, it's not the goal that is wrong, it's just your deadline. And I thought, how powerful is that? If we look at it going, okay, well, maybe we said by Tuesday we're going to have, you know, this done, and here comes Tuesday and it's not done. Oh, well, your deadline was just wrong. Doesn't mean you should give up on your goal or your dream. Just extend it. It's okay to make those changes, but I think we get so hard on ourselves that we lose sight of the fact that it's still our own personal goal. It's just how you do it is just part of the process. So, you know, don't be so hard on yourself. And so then on day 6, Sunday, I'm at church, and Lori and I are sitting there going, we're like, we really want a message. And we're both sitting there just thinking, okay, we always give out messages. We really want a message. And Lindy gives me a message about an elephant. She goes, I see elephants. And what was funny that Lindy doesn't really know is the day before, we were talking about elephants, and I have elephants around my house. I got them from when I went to Thailand, and they really bring me a lot of comfort. They reminded me of my best friend, and she just said, the elephant is muddy, and you need to wash it. Just wash it one part at a time. And I thought, well, I don't want to wash it at one part at a time. Why can't I just soak the whole thing and let it be done? You know, but there's my message, you know, God's saying, just take it one step at a time, because eventually the whole elephant will be washed, right? It just takes a little bit of time to do it. So through all this, it's teaching me that, you know, that I'm there and my dreams are right there in front of me. And how long it really takes me is really up to me. No one can say that I'm wrong. They can say that I'm not doing it right, or I'm too slow or too fast, or I have too big of dreams or too big of hopes. Well, maybe that's because they don't dream the way I dream. But I'm not going to let those things that people say to me any longer kind of keep me from dreaming the way that I want to dream. But it's interesting. Do you see how the angels played that out for me? I'm very stubborn. I'm an Aries. And they really had to show me. You can tell, they knew they couldn't just tell me once. They had to put it in my head every single day so that I would get it, you know? I mean, and I probably still don't completely get it, to be honest with you, but I get it a lot more than I did, and I feel a lot more powerful and just freer about it. I just feel so much happier. So I'm going to leave you with this. Tell your heart that the fear of suffering is worse than the suffering itself, and that no heart has ever suffered when it goes in search of its dreams, because every second of the search is a second's encounter with God and with eternity. Every search begins with beginner's luck, and every search ends with the victors being severely tested. And I will be the victor of my destiny. Will you? Thank you.